USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Conway, South Carolina, to tour the damage from Hurricane Florence. Now, before leaving for South and North Carolina, the president talked about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the sexual assault allegations being waged against him.
I think he's an extraordinary man. I think he's a man of great intellect, as I've been telling you, and he has an unblemished record. This is a very tough thing for him and his family. And we want to get it over with. At the same time, we want to give tremendous amounts of time. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump surveying the damage in North. The woman who helped her husband kidnap Elizabeth Smart in 2002 has been released from prison. Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars. Her husband remains in prison serving a life sentence for Smart's abduction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump visited the city of New Bern, North Carolina, which experienced severe flooding due to Florence.
I think it's incredible to see what we're seeing, this boat.
It was a boat that had moved several hundred yards inland, according to the locals there. The president's day began with an update from federal, state, and local officials about the relief and recovery efforts.
We're getting all teed up for a lot of money to come down to the area. You're going to need it. We have it, and we will be supplying it. There will be nothing left undone.
Authorities say a swift response by law enforcement officials has quickly defused a shooting at a municipal building in Masontown, Pennsylvania. State Police Lieutenant Steve Dolan says four people were wounded, including one of their officers, before the gunman was fatally shot by police.
We are in the infancy stages of this investigation. However, we can confirm that the district judge nor any of members of his staff were a target of this gunman.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A ruling has come down in a case about campaign donations to nonprofit groups. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. The ruling on so-called dark money donations coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections. It's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A newly promoted naval officer and mother of three was found dead at her Jacksonville, Florida home the same day that she was scheduled to seek a permanent order of protection from her boyfriend. Chief Petty Officer Andrea Washington was found dead just after midnight. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is treating the case as a suspected homicide. Details on how she died have not yet been released. According to a police report, Danny Beard, her boyfriend, pointed a gun in her face and threatened to kill her on September 2nd. Washington was a 19-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and worked as a gas turbine mechanic on the USS Hugh City, which is a guided missile cruiser based at Mayport. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.